One day, a new Christian convert asked St. Augustine, "What three virtues are the most important in the Christian life?" And St. Augustine thought for a moment, and he replied, "Well, the first virtue is humility. And the second virtue is humility. And the third virtue is humility." Humility, humility, humility. Humility is so essential. It is the foundation of every other virtue, that for St. Augustine, it was the only virtue. In today's first reading from the Old Testament book of Sirach, we hear, "My child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts." A giver of gifts, that's the virtue of generosity. And that's a very beautiful virtue, that generous spirit. But Sirach says, humility is even greater than generosity. Why? Because a person who gives gifts might be doing it to get noticed, or to win the esteem of his companions, or to get a thank you note, or to get her name on a plaque or on a building. The book of Sirach continues, "Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God." True story that one day Pope St. Pius X, 100 years ago, was giving an audience for a number of priests. And each priest was told to introduce himself and then to kneel down, kiss the Pope's ring, and receive his blessing. So that's the way it went. The first priest said, "Your Holiness, I am the president of a Catholic university." And he got down on his knee and kissed his ring and received the Pope's blessing. And the next priest said, "Well, I teach at a Catholic college." And he knelt down and got the Pope's blessing. The next priest said, "I am the director of hospital chaplains." And he knelt down and received the Pope's blessing. The next priest said, "Holy Father, I am the vicar general of my diocese." And he knelt down and got the Pope's blessing. And this continued to the very end of the line. At the end of the line, the last priest whispered to the pontiff and said, "Your Holiness, I'm just a parish priest." And Pope St. Pius X got down on his knees and kissed that priest's hands and said, "Father, may I have your blessing?" Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. Humility, humility, humility. St. Thomas Aquinas teaches that the virtues lie in the middle between two extremes. So I describe it like a teeter-totter. The virtue is in the middle of the teeter-totter, and there are two extremes, two vices on either end to avoid, to try to keep the balance. So if humility is in the middle of the teeter-totter, on one extreme is pride. The person who thinks that he's equal with God. St. John Chrysostom says, "Why do you always look for the first places? Why do you want to be above the others? Why do you always take the place of honor at banquets?" This is a danger, the danger of pride. It's a danger for all of us. It's a danger for bishops. There's a true story of a bishop whose coat of arms, his motto, can legitimately be translated in good English as, "God is my assistant." It says danger for us priests. I remember Cardinal Dolan used to tell us in the seminary, he would say, "Gentlemen, gentlemen, the world already has a savior and it's not you." Good point. It's a danger for married couples. On the premarital inventory that men and women preparing for the sacrament of marriage have to take, one of the 170 statements is, "One of us always insists on being right." And every time they always put "agree." It's a danger for everybody. Who doesn't sing from time to time, "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way"? right? It's a danger for us all. We all think that we're perfect in every way, that we always have all the answers, that I know more than the Pope or the Church or even God. Now, at the other side of the teeter-totter is a false humility. The other voice to be avoided is a false humility that says, I'm no good. I don't have any gifts and talents. Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta says, don't think that hiding your gifts from God is a sign of humility. It's that false humility which St. Francis de Sales says, I'm nothing. I'm misery itself and the refuse of the world. This other extreme says that I'm the worst creature that ever walked the planet. You see how humility lies in the balance, like a teeter-totter, trying to balance perfectly these two extremes. The humble person knows that he isn't misery itself and the refuse of the world. The humble person knows he's made in the image and likeness of God. And that if he's baptized, he's a child of God and part of the family. A humble person knows that he's been given a few gifts and talents by God to help build up his kingdom on earth. At the same time, the humble person knows that he's not God, that he doesn't have all the answers. The humble person knows that there's no need to boast or be prideful in his achievements because all of his talents and virtues come from God. The word humility, it comes from the Latin word humus, humus meaning the earth. So the humble person is rooted in the earth. Down to earth, with his feet on the ground, he's rooted in reality. The humble person is rooted in the truth. Humility is about seeing ourselves in all truth, just as God sees us. And when humility has a firm root in the truth, all the other virtues start to flourish. The humble person says please. The humble person says please. On one extreme, demand. The other extreme, I can do it by myself. The humble person says, please. I can't do it on my own. Would you help me? The humble person says please, even to God. The humble person is on their knees because humility is the foundation of prayer. A humble person often says, thank you. When somebody says, gosh, you did a great job at the football game Friday night. You played so well. A prideful person says, yep, I know. I'm the best football player in the five-state area. The other extreme says, I'm no good. I was terrible. That was the worst game ever. A humble person says, thank you. And you better thank my teammates, too, because I couldn't do it without them. And we should thank God as well for giving me these gifts to lead me to victory. A humble person says, I'm sorry. A humble person often goes to confession because a humble person knows that he's not perfect, that he makes mistakes. Like St. Augustine, we can't emphasize this virtue enough, and we can't pray for an increase in this virtue enough. St. Augustine, I think, was right. Humility, humility, humility. My child, conduct your affairs with humility. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted.